How you painted pictures in my mind. Images of white knights and heroic deeds where dreams came true. You placed me on a throne high among white clouds. I was to be your princess. Oh, so beguiling. Those manners, those words, smooth as a silken glove into which I happily slipped my hand. We walked through the ancient woodlands to a clearing speckled with celandine and violets, a picture-perfect colour plate for romance. But your lust was rough, urgent and without feeling. The skies blushed and 100 crows returned to roost in the bare branches above us, their discordant symphony a fitting serenade to our feral moves. Afterwards, we laid there, in the subtle glow of moon's first light, you smiling, naked and clearly pleased with yourself, telling me I bewitched you as I sang a song in pagan tongue. You questioned its meaning and I replied, "You shall know its truth, my love, but my words are almost lost, muddled as they are within a sealing kiss I press to your mouth." And then gradually, the change occurs. You try to shout as your limbs twitch involuntarily and become weighted, your muscles slowly seizing up, lungs resisting until you feel that you are sucking at the air through a straw. I watch as the spell takes hold and immobility consumes you. How does it feel? Your last stale breath trapped in your chest, swelling against its prison, aching to release all that is used up and useless that begs for release from behind your stained and clenched teeth. Your blood thrashing ever louder against your eardrums, a rhythmic whooshing of sticky fluid. Confused, your brain connects to a memory of endless rush hour tires ploughing through puddles outside your front door. I wait silently, as stars creep into your vision and your body attempts to convulse against rigor mortis. Darkness encroaches. You fight to hold on to the shrinking tunnel of light. I see fear's insanity take over, a crowning glory in your wide eyes. Alabaster orbs decorated now by scarlet ferns birthed from the demise of broken capillaries. I stoop to place one last kiss. Your cheek tastes waxen. Your heartbeat fails. And in the moments it takes for your brain to disconnect, my whisper echoes to your core. Not all fairy tales.